Yes, please. Yes, please.
This is George Reedy. Can I talk to the president, please?
Just a moment. Mr. Reedy,
mm-hmm.
I can't get him right now. So you want the sergeant?
Yes,
I'm trying to get him to answer me. Just a moment. Mr. Reedy, I'm going to ring the president for you. Just a
Surely.
Moment.
Mm-hmm. Who's breaking off? Well, this is...
Ready?
Yes.
Mr. President.
Yeah.
Abe Fortas tells me that he's just had an advisory from Bundy that Guzman is breaking off discussions because of the death of Fernandez caused by
Yes, sir.
I've talked to McNamara about the...
What is the question, George? Hurry.
Well, the question is, I wanted to be sure that my instructions were proper and how
All
we
right.
should handle this
All
question.
Right. What are they?
What McNamara suggests that I say is the president has said from the beginning that it is essential that we maintain an attitude of impartiality between the junta and rebel forces, and then refer all other questions to the Defense Department.
Well, what I would say is this. Just take this down. What I told Abe and what I told McNamara, and I'll tell you. The president's instructions to the troops were to fire only when fired upon, and between factions to maintain strict neutrality.
Mm-hmm.
Any deviation from these instructions
Yes, sir.
I have no evidence of any deviation from these instructions
mm-hmm.
would be a matter about which I have no knowledge, and any indications to the contrary should be submitted to the Defense Department. Or I refer further than that, I would refer all inquiries to the Defense Department. I think that's probably better. Further, I would refer any further inquiry to the Defense Department, the operating agency, the operating department.
Let me review that girl once fast, Mr. President. The president's instructions to the troops were to fire only when fired upon, and between factions to maintain strict neutrality.
And to maintain strict neutrality between all factions.
Okay, sir. I have no evidence of any deviation from these instructions.
I just say, if there's any evidence that these instructions are not being carried out, I refer any inquiries
mm-hmm.
regarding the execution of these instructions to the Defense Department.
Okay, sir.
Now, to me, I don't think to the operating department, the Defense Department. I refer all inquiries regarding these instructions to the operating department, the Defense Department. And then I just stonewall it like you did the other day so effectively by just saying now the Defense Department's operating, the President's taking this position. And I have no knowledge, and he has no knowledge, that there's been any deviation whatever from them. But if there has, I refer you to the Defense Department on all inquiries. I want you denying something may be true.
I don't think under any circumstance we should deny it, sir. What I would like to get you in a position, however, is where you're making very strong inquiries to be...
No, God, no. That's the last thing I want to do. Is
okay,
I've heard
sir.
That my wife is a whore, and I'm looking into it and got a board set up to study it. I wouldn't do that. That gives some bent to it. All they got to do is write that my wife is a whore, and I'm looking into it. That's a very serious charge, and what I think we got to do is to let the people who are executing it answer it if it's not true.
Okay, sir.
But I sure don't want to be denying, and I don't want to be starting a big investigation. The headline
right.
will be, Johnson, the chief executive, instruction being violated, and he investigates the Defense Department, wouldn't it?
Oh, yes, that would be the headline,
sir. Well, that's sure what I don't want to do. I don't want to admit, George, that my Defense Department's not carrying out my instruction.
Okay, sir, I'll handle it this way.
All right.